Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear around 60 with wind gusts at 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the upper 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear around 57. As we enter Saturday and Sunday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. Top Republican legislators signed off yesterday on Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's request to extend a state of emergency for the coronavirus pandemic as the state set another record for COVID-19-related hospitalizations. The State Department of Health and Environment reported that Kansas had another 1,244 new confirmed cases in the period of Monday and Tuesday, and that the state averaged 600 new cases a day during the seven-day period ending Wednesday. The State Health Department also reported another 17 deaths in the period of Monday and Tuesday to bring the total for the pandemic in Kansas to 723. A federal judge has ruled a Kansas law that prohibits electioneering within a 250-foot buffer zone of a polling location is constitutional and does not infringe on the First Amendment. U.S. District Judge Holly Teeter noted that the statute has stood unchallenged for nearly 60 years and that all 50 states have similar laws. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2-4-6-4. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
A federal judge has ruled a Kansas law that prohibits electioneering within a 250-foot buffer zone of a polling location is constitutional and does not infringe on the First Amendment. U.S. District Judge Holly Teeter yesterday dismissed the lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas against Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt and the Johnson County Election Commissioner. Teeter cited a 1992 U.S. Supreme Court decision, Burson versus Freeman, that rejected a challenge to a similar Tennessee statute. Teeter noted that Kansas electioneering has also stood unchallenged for nearly 60 years and that all 50 states have similar laws. Governor Laura Kelly set to fill a vacancy on the Kansas Supreme Court for the first all-female group of finalists in state history. The state's most influential anti-abortion group is publicly opposing one of the candidates. The governor has until December 5th to choose among the three finalists named by the state's nominating commission. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
As unpredictable as farming can be, there's at least one sure thing. That's your coverage through Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting your farm and everything you've worked so hard for is a top priority for all of us at Blue Valley Insurance. Whether you have a small family farm or run a larger operation, we can customize your coverage to meet your unique needs. Preserve your way of life for the next generation. Visit with us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Thursday. For a second time, Nebraska's largest city has extended a requirement for residents to wear face masks in public to try and slow resurging coronavirus numbers that are putting a strain on area hospitals. The city council in Omaha voted Tuesday to extend its mask requirement to just before Thanksgiving. It was due to expire on the 20th of October. Everyone in Omaha is required to wear face coverings in most indoor public spaces where they aren't able to maintain enough distance from others. The vote came as Omaha area hospitals reported that 88% of the hospital beds and 93% of intensive care beds in Douglas County are full. More state corrections employees have tested positive for the coronavirus as the number of cases in the state prison system continues to grow. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said in a news release this week that an employee at the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln and another at the Nebraska Correctional Center for Women in York have tested positive. Mid-America Network News.
The last thing anybody needs in 2020 is more uncertainty about their health. Community Healthcare System reminds you to protect yourself and your family by making plans to get a flu shot. Everyone over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated against the flu. The vaccine has a good safety record and should help prevent flu-related doctor visits, illnesses, missed days of school and work, or even death. Call one of Community Healthcare System clinics today to schedule an appointment. Thank you for helping Community Healthcare System safeguard your health. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives to the people that they serve.
Area businesses that have been affected by the COVID pandemic are now able to get some relief. Washington County received an $80,000 grant. John Bruna with the Washington County Economic Partnership talks about who can apply for the grant.
The main criteria for the grant is that the business or nonprofit was negatively impacted. They do have to be in Washington County. They can have received federal funding already, but the funds cannot be duplicated.
The deadline for the application is October 15th.
Businesses or nonprofits that want to apply can go to our website at www.wacoeco.org, and that's WACOECO.org.
Bruna said the partnership will meet on October 20th to decide how the money will be dispersed. In Marshall County, they received $100,000 in grant money. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Executive Director Ellen Barber talks about who was eligible for that grant.
This new Spark grant is for anyone whose business has been affected by the coronavirus. Anyone can apply as long as they're within the county limits and they have a brick-and-mortar business. It's also for nonprofits, which is really helpful because they've been missed in the past offerings.
Barber said there is also a deadline to turn in applications.
You can apply by going to choosemarshallcountyks.com, and there you'll find the eligibility rules and you'll find an application. And the important thing to remember is you have to apply by October 31st, no exceptions. So you want to check that out early because there is a process to go through in order to apply.
Marshall County Partnership for Growth hopes to have all the grant money dispersed by the end of the year.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Norma R. Huntington, age 93, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Norma Huntington. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, zucchini and tomato, whole wheat bread, and sliced pears. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, whole wheat roll, and spiced apple rings. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas. Marysville Chamber in Main Street, annual Soup Day is Thursday, October 8th, serving 11 to 7 at the Marysville American Legion, with chili, potato, vegetable, ham and bean, and chicken noodle soup, sandwiches, and desserts. You can pre-order ahead of time. Contact Chamber and Main Street office. Free will donation at the Marysville Chamber Main Street Soup Day this Thursday, October 8th, 11 to 7 at the Marysville American Legion.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Upper level ridge across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing some warm temperatures out there. Summer-like temperatures as we head through the day. And that will continue as we head into tomorrow with temperatures still in the 80s all the way through the weekend, as well as dry weather. We do have a front that will push through, bringing us temperatures back into the 70s as we head into next week. So far, we'll continue with dry weather as well. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, around 60 with wind gusts at 20. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 80s. We'll see wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies, around 57. As we head into the weekend for Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early October, 71. We'll likely top a recent record high of 83 set in 2010. The average low, 46, a record low of 22 in the year 2000. Sunset this evening, 6:56. Sunrise in the morning at 7:30. Clear skies ahead of sunrise. It's 58 degrees. Winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 8th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A nail-biter of a finish for the National League's top team and more COVID for the Patriots. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With his sure-handed fielding and booming bat, Cody Bellinger carried the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Division Series.
The Dodgers 9-1 all-time in best-of-five. And Bellinger with a fly ball to center field. It's deep, it's on its way, and it's gone! A home run!
The call on KLAC, Bellinger's home run in the fourth, and his catch in center field to deny Fernando Tatis Jr. of a go-ahead homer helped L.A. hold off the Padres 6-5 to take a 2-0 lead in the best-of-five series. For the second night in a row, the Rays beat the Yankees at their own game.
Tanaka with that leg whip in the first pitch to a Rosarena. Lifted to deep left field. Back at a Gardner. Forget about it.
On WDAE, Tampa doubled up the Pinstripers 8-4 to take a 2-1 lead in the American League Division Series. Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore confirmed he's tested positive for COVID. In a tweet Wednesday, Gilmore said he's currently asymptomatic and urged fans to take the virus seriously. The Patriots will not practice again today and have shut down their football operations outside of essential personnel. Meanwhile, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he will exercise more caution moving forward after he got close to Gilmore following Monday night's game.
It was, a little bit of a mental lapse, just trying to show sportsmanship and stuff like that. But we don't all know what's happening in this world this time, but just to accept the challenge every single day of being in the best place I can be to be available for the team.
Mahomes and the rest of the Chiefs have tested negative so far. Back to baseball, Chad Pinder's timely hit helped the A's stave off elimination. Pinder's home run erased a 3-run deficit. Oakland topped the Astros 9-7 to force a game 4 this afternoon. And home runs from Dansby Swanson and Travis d'Arnaud led the Braves past the Marlins 2-0 to go up 2-0 in the series. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Football Friday, Marysville, Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover, Frankfurt, live on FM 95.5.
United Bank and Trust appreciates and salutes the Sabetha Area Fire Department and reminds listeners to teach children about fire safety, practice fire drills at home frequently, and keep flammables away from open flames. From United Bank and Trust in Sabetha, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Garrett's Country Mart says thank you to all dedicated firefighters for their courage and bravery and reminds listeners that cooking is the leading cause of fires in this country and to always have a fire extinguisher near the kitchen in good working order. From Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha, good food, good people. Weir Repair would like to take this opportunity to thank the Wymore and surrounding area firefighters for all that they do. The training and expertise of these dedicated and professional men and women help keep our community safe each and every day. Thank you so much from your friends at Weir Repair in Wymore.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump has dashed hopes that lawmakers could reach an agreement on another catch-all coronavirus relief package. The president said the talks were suspended until after the November election, as the president claimed House Democrats were just playing games with Republicans in the administration. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi claimed walking away from the talks is another example of the Trump putting himself first at the expense of the country. But late Tuesday evening, the president suggested Congress pass standalone packages for airline relief from the Paycheck Protection Program and $1,200 stimulus checks. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue responded that Americans need help and need it now, adding that the president must reverse course and work with Congress to preserve the economy and well-being of every American. The $2 trillion House Passed Heroes Act included several agriculture provisions like payments to poultry and dairy farms and funding for ethanol plants and textile mills, but a month before the election, it seems any aid is nothing more than a simple talking point. RCAF USA is the only national cattle organization opposed to a proposed mandate of radio frequency ID ear tags starting in January of 2023. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service proposal would require RFID tags as official identification in cattle and bison. RCAF USA requested APHIS withdraw that proposal because it unlawfully amends substantive federal law that expressly grants American cattle farmers and ranchers the option of using various forms of animal identification. The group's comments also point out that RFID mandate disadvantages cattle producers who reside in states with insufficient packing capacity because those producers will have to incur the cost of higher-priced RFID tags. The group says APHIS misinterprets executive order by the president. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Harvest is here. All of us at AgView.net wish you good yields and safe days. With so much going on in the world of agriculture, you need a reliable and relevant source for information. AgView.net brings you the stories and interviews you need to help you make decisions that can make a positive impact on your farm or ranch. It's available to you free of charge all day, every day, AgView.net, or on Facebook and Twitter at AgView. Reliable and relevant. Your source for agriculture information is AgView.net.
Hello and good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And let's take a look through the overnight session and how things are starting off here on this Thursday. And much as like we've seen all this week, the grains, oilseeds, and the rest of the row crops are mostly higher to start today. We'll look through the corn first, as December's up currently 4 cents at 392 and three quarters. March corn up 3 3/4 at 401 a bushel. Kansas City wheat now also with a slight gain. December up 4 1/2 at 549 a bushel. March up 4 1/4 at 557 and a quarter. Double-digit jump already for the soybeans. November beans up 12 and a quarter cent at 1063 and a quarter. January up 11 and a quarter to 1062 and three quarters. Soybean meal sharply higher through the overnight session. October up 590 at 366.90. However, soybean oil is a bit lower. December dropped 7 points at 32.96. Into the cotton complex, December cotton currently up 60 points at 68.19. Briefly, just a quick recap of yesterday's livestock figures. It was a mixed to mostly higher finish, as October live cattle did finish a bit higher to 110.17. October feeders finished higher as well at 138.50. However, in the other futures months, they did see some losses in areas. October lean hogs finished sharply higher to 76.87. Into the energy markets this morning, we see November crude oil up 68 at $40.63 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up a penny at 122 a gallon. Heating oil up 2 at 118, and natural gas currently a bit lower, down 4 at 256. Into the metals, we do see December gold up $5.40 an ounce at $18.96.20. Silver also slightly higher, as December silver currently up 19 at $24.08 an ounce. And the dollar index this morning is a bit higher as well. December dollar up 3 points at 93.71. A brief look through the stock futures. The S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ are all seeing slight gains now through the futures trading. Sam Speck with your markets here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Wheat planting time is fast approaching.
Have you checked out all the yield data to ensure you are planting the best high-yielding lines available? A few quick suggestions. Wolverine, Bob Gold, Monument, Rugged, Benefit, Smith's Gold, Double Stop, Green Hammer, Showdown. Check it out and call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/KSVotes. Paid for by AARP.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. 'Tis time to reap what we've sown. We'll talk about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
While the field harvests are well underway, the garden harvesting is as well. And our garden guru, Jim Fizell, wants to talk today about apples and pumpkins.
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. Incidentally, you know, we went up to the Kickapoo this past week. The apple crop is stupendous. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. Maybe I mentioned it to you that the weather up there for the summer was so good that they didn't have the summer storms that usually thin the apple trees. So some varieties that they rely on for thinning, like the Cortland, never got thinned. So they have tremendous crops, tremendous numbers, but the apples are smaller. The quality is wonderful, but there are a lot smaller than what they would have expected. But if you want apples, they've got them, and there are apples all over the Midwest in just tremendous amounts and wonderful, wonderful quality. Glad of it. Now, one of the things that that you and I wanted to talk about today was visiting the pumpkin farms, or as we used to call them, the roadside stands. We are, again, blessed with a tremendous abundance. You know, our farmers work hard. They risk everything they have every year to produce a crop, and most of the time, with a few exceptions, we get wonderful crops. So we are in the midst of one of these right now, so we need to take advantage of it. Farmers have really done a good job of it. So you need to visit the roadside stands or the pumpkin farms at this time of year. This is really the right time to do it. You can stock up for winter or just get some stuff that you need, incidentally, because in the next couple of weeks, that's going to be just about your last chance this year. It'll be over with. Then we want to talk about pumpkins just a little bit, because these are being featured at the farms right now, and the crop is good. I mentioned about the dry weather. That makes it for a good quality pumpkin crop, and there are a lot to choose from. Now, the pumpkins that you can get are either the summer squash, and actually pumpkins are all squash, or the winter squash. The summer squash types are the ones like the jack-o'-lanterns and the pie pumpkins and so forth. These are the ones we get for Halloween. Now, these summer squash can be eaten right away. They do not store very well, although there are some of them that do. But the winter squash, if you're going to do storing of squash, winter squash work very well. The Hubbard squash, incidentally, Hubbard squash, it's a big, ugly thing, and they're heavy and they're hard to carry around. But these keep remarkably well. They'll keep 6, 8, 10 months in the basement in a cool, dry place. And Something that we've discovered in the past is that Hubbard squash, the meat of this is a lot finer and a lot smoother than the pumpkins. It makes wonderful pumpkin pie, Hubbard squash. So if you're looking for something that's really spectacular to make pumpkin pies, that's the one to do it.
Tomorrow, tomatoes. Back after this.
You don't farm for just you. There's generations before you and generations that'll come after. You live up to legacy as much as you build one for the future to come. And is why our all-new Gleaner S9 Series combines blend technology and know-how to give you the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance. It's the next generation Gleaner for the next generation of farming. Available at CanEquip in Marysville. The all-new S9 Series from Gleaner, built with the farmer in mind.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Early consignments indicate well over 700 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings stacking up like this. 10 black cow-calf steers, running age. 1 Charolais baby calf, 2 weeks old. 50 black steers and heifers. 40 black and baldy steers and heifers. Those are weighing in at 40.